This is Owen Thompson with the Local Journalism Initiative. The CAFE TO program will be receiving a few new changes going into 2024. CAFE TO is a program which began during the pandemic to allow restaurants and cafes to have a sidewalk or curb patio. The program became permanent on November 10th, 2021, with over 1,200 restaurants and cafes being a part of the program, with over 12 linear kilometers of public space allocated for outdoor dining options. Mayor Chow and Councilors Paula Fletcher and Shelley Carroll all met outside at the Cafe Red Rocket Coffee for the announcement on October 16th. Councilor Carroll says that these changes are happening because
it's almost Halloween and the sun is darkening my photosensitive eyes. So they're setting right now. So we know that you can get a lot out of this. This is a perfect example. I'm so glad we're at the Red Rocket today because it's an example of the flexibility of the program. This is a place where you might just see the stools inside the store fill up, but on a day like today, you're gonna stroll outside and just have a seat and have your coffee in a very comfortable place. And as we know, the seasons are getting wider and wider, especially the shoulder seasons. And that's why we're stepping up to make sure we have improvements.
The first change is that currently participating restaurants will know if they have been reapproved for next year by November 30th. On the same note as earlier approvals, the second change is for new applicants. For those not in the program, the application time will now begin in mid-January. Chow says,
for a new restaurant joining the Cafe TO program in 2024, we're going to open up the application mid-January. So we're not going to wait. Even in the dark winter, you can imagine your patio being open. And we will approve at least 90% of new applicants by mid-April. Because we know that it's going to start getting warm, and we know people are so eager to get out on the street after a long, cold winter.
This year's application opened on February 22nd. With the deadline being on March 28th. Chow says that the goal is to have 90% of all new applicants to be approved by mid-April. The last change announced is in regards to the date Cafe TO will reopen in 2024. Current plans is for the patios to reopen on the Victoria Day weekend on May 25th. To aid in the faster turnaround for opening, Chow says city staff will be setting up their safety equipment and measures on May 1st. Chow says that
these changes we're making will be presented in a report to Toronto City Council later this fall. And by setting these timelines, these deadlines, small business owners, BIA, local residents will know what to expect and can plan ahead. Cafe TO is a really important program. As I said, it brings people together because they feel belong to this neighborhood. Also, in 2022, it injected $20 million in economic benefits to the city.
Councillor Carroll corrected Chow regarding the $20 million. The actual number Cafe TO brings in is $200 million. These changes will be implemented for the foreseeable future of the program.